Yeah, it's not muted. Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight we are going to discuss the halachas of Krishma al Hamita. Before a person goes to bed at night, they read Kriyashma, Mita means a bed, and there are definitely halachos of tefillah itself that I would like to still discuss, Bezat Hashem, in the future. But tonight we're going to discuss a few halachos of Kriyashma and Mita, which are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Tes. Shulchan Aruch tells us, and the Gemara in Brachos tells us, that before a person goes to sleep, a person should read the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, which means Shema and Baruch Shem, and the paragraph of Ve'ahavta. That is something that I'm sure many of you do, and the Gemara tells us that this is a protection for us. Before a person goes to sleep, there can be different bad spirits and bad things that can happen to a person, and bad angels and demons that are trying to harm a person, and a person says the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, that protects a person when they go to sleep. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over there that it's good to say all of Kriyat Shema, all three paragraphs, which means also the paragraph of Ahayim Shema and the last paragraph of Vayomer. And the reason for that is that altogether Kriyat Shema has 248 words, and that means that that will protect us on all 248 limbs in the body. A person has 248 limbs, and there are also 248 mitzvahs asei, positive commandments in the Torah, but there are 248 limbs, and all three parashiyos of Krishna equal 248 words, and then a person will be able to protect their entire body, all 248 limbs. Now, you'll notice if you count Kriyat Shema, there's really only 245 words. The way we get to 248 is with the words Kel Melech Neman before Kriyat Shema. You'll see it in the Siddur, it says Kel Melech Neman. That is the additional three words. When a person says Kriyat Shema Lamita and they're saying all three paragraphs, they add Kel Melech Neman. If you can say all three paragraphs, great. You don't have to. The Siddurim, and you'll notice the cards that they have for Kriyat Shema Lamita, usually only have the first paragraph of Ve'ahavta, and that's because that's all the Shulchan Aruch says to say. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's nice to say the additional paragraphs as well. The Shaar Tzion says if a person is sick or if they can't, then fine, they don't have to say all three paragraphs, and it's sufficient to have just the first paragraph. You'll notice that I hinted to before that which you say, Kel Melech Neman, is really only if you say all three paragraphs, because the purpose of Kel Melech Neman is to get to 248 words. If a person is only saying the first paragraph of Ve'ahavta, there's really no point in saying Kel Melech Neman. I looked around to see if anybody says this, and I didn't see any Paiskim say it, but finally I did find in the Art Scroll English Siddur that says clearly that you only say the words Kel Melech Neman by Kriyat Shema Lamita if you are going to say all three paragraphs. If you are not, then there is really no reason to say Kel Melech Neman. It's probably not forbidden as far as the word Kel, because it's Hashem's name, but it's not really Hashem's name, and it's not the main one of Hashem's name, and it's said B'derech Tefillah, but there's no point in saying Kel Melech Neman if you are just saying the first paragraph. Also, Rabbi Yashiv says that even for women that do not have 248 limbs, women have 252 limbs, still we say Kel Melech Neman for them. Other places can say that as well, and we always go with the fact of the hint of 248, even for women, even though they have 252 limbs. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's also good to say other psukim and other tefillos after the first paragraph of Ve'ahavta. You'll notice it in the Siddur and in the Krishma cards. It's nice to say those other paragraphs. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's also to protect us from all different types of bad things that can happen. And so too here, if you can't, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't say all those other tefillos, then fine. The Yerab and the Aruch HaShulchan says the custom is not to say those, it's just to say the first paragraph. Fine, if you'd like, you could say the other paragraphs. If it makes a difference to you, what I do personally is I say just the first paragraph of Ve'ahavta and all those other tefillos. I do not say all three paragraphs of Krishma. I say the first paragraph and all those other tefillos that are written in the Siddur, because the Shulchan Aruch does say it's good to say it. It's better to say Kriyat Shema standing or sitting, but preferably not lying down. That's what really comes out from the Paiskim. I would tell you to say it's standing or sitting up, but not lying down. Many people have asked me, let's say you're lying on your bed, but your back is up against the wall, because let's say you were reading a book. I would say it's preferable not to be like that. Rather, a person should sit up or should stand when they read Kriya Shema. If a person is on an airplane or a train going overnight and they are going to sleep for the night, and they estimate that they will sleep at least a half hour, then a person says Kriyas Shema and Hamapil. We'll discuss Bez Hashem in the next class more halachos of Hamapil in regards to can a person talk after Hamapil. The next class Bez Hashem will not be on Matzah Shabbos, it'll be on Sunday night. I'm not available Matzah Shabbos, but we'll discuss more about Hamapil then. But if a person goes to sleep overnight, even if they are sitting in a chair, and even if they are not in pajamas, they're on an airplane, still they say Kriyas Shema and Hamapil, because it doesn't depend on pajamas and it doesn't depend on lying down. If this is the person's night's sleep and they are sleeping for a half hour at least, then a person says Kriyas Shema and Hamapil. And by the opposite, if a person goes to sleep by day, they do not say Kriyas Shema or Hamapil. Even if they are sleeping for a very long time, even if they were up all night, let's say Shavuos for a man, or a nurse was up all night in the night shift, or for whatever reason, a person was up all night, and they are going now to sleep 8 o'clock in the morning for many hours, they still do not say Kriyas Shema or Hamapil, because that is the rule across the board. At night, you do say Kriyas Shema and Hamapil, and by day, you do not say Kriyas Shema and Hamapil, no matter what. Even if by day you're going into your bed with pajamas, doesn't make a difference. By day you do not say Kriyas Shema and Hamapil. By night you always do say Kriyas Shema and Hamapil if you're going to sleep at least a half hour. Now, we mentioned before the concept that men have 248 limbs in their body and that women have 252 limbs. Now, this is very interesting. It's Nogeya somewhere else as well. You all know that when we light candles on Friday night, so the minimum standard of lighting candles Friday night is two candles. Really, a person could fulfill the mitzvah with only one, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Samech Gimel, corresponding to Zohar and Shomer, the minimum is to have two. When a person goes away for Shabbos, they light two candles, one for Zohar, one for Shomer. But the Svarim tell us something very special. They tell us that it's not only for Zohar and Shomer, rather it is also for a husband and a wife. Because ner means a candle, and the gematria of the word ner is 250. If you have two neros, that equals 500. If you take the husband and the wife, the husband having 248 limbs, and the wife having 252 limbs together, that also equals 500. And that means that the two candles, when we light the candles Friday night, that represents the shalom bayis in the house. One of the reasons why we light candles on Friday night is because of shalom bayis. There should be light in the house, and people shouldn't be gloomy. They shouldn't trip over things. And that is a deeper meaning in the shalom bayis, that this represents the husband and the wife. It happens to be that pru urvu is also the gematria of 500. Pru urvu means to be fruitful and to multiply, which is something special between a husband and a wife. It's a mitzvah that they have, at least the husband has the mitzvah, and that also equals 500. That is the deeper connection between the two candles. You'll know that there's a custom when a person walks down to the chuppah, a father and a mother walk their son or their daughter down to the chuppah, the father and the mother, they each carry a candle. And the reason for that minhag is the same idea, that you have two ners, which equals 500, and the husband and the wife, together, they are 500 as well. And the truth is, the husband is also supposed to take part in lighting the candles. He's supposed to set up the candles. In the olden times, they used to even light the candles and blow them out. There are those that say that still applies. Nowadays, the Chazon Ish did not do that because our wicks are very good. Rabbi Victor Nervensal, the Rav of the Old City, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says that it even makes it worse nowadays sometimes to light the candle and then blow it out, then it's harder to light it up again. Fine, but at least the men should set up the candles, because they are also involved in the candles when you have the two candles, one for the other. Happens to be something interesting. I'm not sure what the connection is, but this idea of the gematria being 500 for Pru Revu and for the two nares and for the men and the women, happens to be my name is also Gematria 500, Eliezer Yaakov. Those are my first two names. I don't know what the connection is, but at least the Gematria 500, at least to me, is something special. There's another reason, another custom of lighting candles, not two candles, but to light one for each child. And that is why we daven for our children by Hadlakas Neiros. We know that there's especially Hirotzon that a person should say to daven for their children, and the reason why there is such a custom to light for each child is brought in the Lakut HaMa'arich, which is that the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night is supposed to be a schus, a merit, to have children that are Talmid HaChamim, and for daughters to marry people that are Talmid HaChamim. And that is also connected to tefillah, that through the schus of lighting the candles Friday night, all of our children, Be'ezaz Hashem Yisbarach Hashem Shebench Us, that all our children should go on the right paths in Torah and Yiddishkeit. Okay, everybody should have a good night.